Settle in and let the noise of the world fade away. Tonight, we're journeying to the snow-covered peaks and ancient valleys of Tamriel. You are about to walk a road paved in prophecy, destiny, and the fire of a dragon's soul. So let me tell you the story of the last dragonborn. From a humble beginning on a prisoner's cart in Helgen, all the way to the final fate-deciding battle in the halls of Sovngarde. There's no need to study or memorize. Just listen and drift off to the tale. Our story begins, as so many do in the cold lands of Skyrim, with the rumbling of wagon wheels over a frost-bitten road. You don't awaken in a warm bed, but to the harsh reality of being a prisoner, bound and carted towards an imperial execution. The air is thick with the scent of pine and the heavier metallic tang of fear. Your fellow prisoners, soldiers of the Stormcloak Rebellion, speak of their captured leader, Ulfric Stormcloak, and the imperial ambush that led to this grim procession. You are an anomaly, a nameless face caught in the web of a civil war that has torn the province apart. The cart trundles into the town of Helgen, where the headsman's block awaits. Here, amid the chilling pronouncements of imperial captains and the defiant shouts of the condemned, destiny makes its first terrifying move. As your name is called and you're led to the block, the sky darkens as something large blots out the sun. A roar, unlike any sound heard in Tamriel for centuries, echoes across the mountains. It is a sound of ancient power and primal fury. And from the heavens descends a creature of myth and legend, a dragon. But this is not just any dragon. This is Alduin, the World Eater, the firstborn of Akatosh, returned as foretold in the most ancient and dire prophecies. Panic erupts. Imperials and Stormcloaks alike are scattered as Helgen is consumed by fire and chaos. The neat order of an execution gives way to a desperate struggle for survival. In this chaos, you're freed from your bonds and forced to flee through the maelstrom, guided by either an imperial soldier named Hadvar or the Stormcloak Raelof. You fight your way through the burning town, witnessing firsthand the devastating power of the beast. But Alduin isn't just a monster. He is a force of nature, and the harbinger of the end times. Escaping through a subterranean passage, you emerge into the wilderness of Skyrim, a free but hunted soul, bearing witness to a world forever changed. The Age of the Dragons has returned. Your guide suggests you travel to the nearby village of Riverwood, a small, peaceful logging town nestled in a valley, seemingly untouched by the horrors you had just escaped. There, you're asked to deliver news of the dragon's attack to the Jarl of Whiterun, the Hold's capital city. The journey to Riverwood is a moment of quiet reflection after the storm. The beauty of Skyrim's landscape, the whispering pines clear running rivers and majestic mountains, stands in stark contrast to the destruction you left behind. In Riverwood, you find a semblance of normality, a community trying to live their lives despite the growing shadows of war and the new unbelievable threat from the skies. The people of Riverwood, upon hearing your tale, direct you to Jarl Balgruuf in Whiterun. They also speak of another matter. The Riverwood trader, Lucan Valerius, tells you of a recent theft, a golden dragon claw, an artifact of some local importance, was stolen by bandits who have taken refuge in a nearby ruin known as Bleak Falls Barrow. It's a simple request, a task for an adventurer looking to make a name or earn some coin. Yet this simple task will be the first true step onto the path of prophecy. Before you can seek an audience with the Jarl, your path leads you into the ancient Nordic tomb of Bleak Falls Barrow. The air at the entrance is cold and heavy with the dust of ages. Inside, the barrow is a labyrinth of stone passages, patrolled by a draugr, the reanimated corpse of ancient Nord warriors who stir from their slumber, their eyes glowing with an eerie blue light. You fight your way through these undead guardians, solving cryptic puzzles left by the barrow's long-dead architects. Deeper within, you overhear the bandit who stole the claw, only to find them ensnared in a trap set by the tomb's most formidable resident. There, you encounter a giant frostbite spider, and then Arvel the Swift, the thief, trapped in a web. But after a brief and treacherous encounter with both Arvel and the frostbite spider, you retrieve the golden claw from the thief. This claw is more than just a treasure. It's a key. Using the symbols etched into its palm, you unlock the final chamber of the tomb. Beyond the door, the air crackles with a strange energy. The walls are covered in carvings, and at the far end of the chamber stands a large, curved wall of stone. As you approach, you feel a faint hum. In the carvings, a language you cannot read, seem to pulse with a hidden power. This is a word wall, an ancient repository of a single word from the dragon language, the Thum. As you stand before it, you inexplicably absorb the knowledge of the word etched upon it, Fus, meaning force. But you don't yet understand what this means. Only that a strange power has settled within you. After defeating a powerful draugr overlord that was guarding the wall, you secure a stone tablet known as the Dragonstone, an ancient map of dragon burial sites, the very thing the court wizard of Whiterun has been seeking. You return to Riverwood, the golden claw in hand, and then proceed to Whiterun. You present the Dragonstone to Ferengar, the Jarl's wizard, who is intrigued by your findings. As he examines the stone, a guard rushes in, breathless. A dragon has been sighted near the western watchtower. Jarl Balgruuf, placing his trust in you, the stranger who brought news from Helgen, and who recovered the Dragonstone, asks you to accompany his housecarl, Irileth, to investigate. You arrive at the watchtower to find it in ruins, smoldering from a recent attack. And then, it appears. A dragon named Mirmonir descends from the sky, its scales glistening in the fading light. The battle is fierce. The guards fight bravely, but it is your presence that turns the tide. When the great beast is finally slain, a strange and miraculous event occurs. The dragon's body begins to burn, its physical form dissolving into pure energy that flows towards you. A torrent of light and power that you absorb into your very being. The remaining guards look on in stunned silence. They've heard tales of this. Ancient legends of mortals who could absorb a dragon's soul. In that moment, a voice echoes across the plains, seemingly from the sky itself. Dova Keen, it booms. The Greybeards, the masters of the Way of the Voice, have summoned you. You've absorbed a dragon's soul, and with it, its knowledge of the Thum. The word you learned in Bleak Falls Barrow is now unlocked. Instinctively, you speak it, and a wave of pure force erupts from you. You are no longer just a warrior. You are Dragonborn. But the path of the Dragonborn is a lonely one, paved with a power that few can comprehend. The summons from the Greybeards offers the first glimmer of guidance. They reside in the monastery of High Hrothgar, perched near the summit of the Throat of the World, the highest mountain in all of Tamriel. To reach them, you must climb the 7,000 steps, a winding, treacherous path that has tested the resolve of pilgrims for centuries. The journey is an ascent not just in altitude, but in spirit as well. You pass by ancient emblems carved into the rock, by offerings left by pilgrims, and by the biting cold of the mountain air. As you climb higher, the world below fades in a sea of clouds, and a profound silence settles. Broken only by the wind. Finally, you reach the imposing doors of High Hrothgar. Inside, you're met by silent, cloaked figures. These are the Greybeards, masters of the Thum, who live a life of quiet contemplation. Speaking only when absolutely necessary, for the power of their voice can shake the very foundations of the mountain. Their leader, Arngir, speaks for them. His voice calm and measured. He explains the nature of your gift. You were born with the soul of a dragon, a blessing from the dragon god of time, Akatosh. Himself. This is why you can absorb the souls of slain dragons and master their shouts, their thooms, with an instinctual ease that takes the Greybeards decades of study to achieve. They guide you through a series of trials to confirm your identity. They teach you a new word of power, Ro. Meaning balance, which you master instantly after they speak it. They then ask you to demonstrate the shout you learned, unrelenting force, and your innate power confirms their belief. You are indeed the one foretold in the prophecy, the last dragonborn, destined to appear at the time of the World Eater's return. They teach you another shout, Whirlwind Sprint, which allows you to move with supernatural speed. A shout not used for combat, but for crossing distances in a flash. Your final trial is to retrieve the horn of Jürgen Windcaller, the founder of the Greybeards, from his tomb in Ustengrav. It's a test of determination. However, upon reaching the final chamber, you find that the horn is already gone. In its place is a note, addressed to the Dragonborn, asking you to meet in the Sleeping Giant Inn in Riverwood and rent the attic room. Your journey has, until now, been guided by ancient tradition and prophecy. But this mysterious note introduces a new clandestine element. You return to Riverwood and follow the instructions. There, you meet Delphine, the innkeeper. But she is far more than she seems. She reveals herself as one of the last members of the Blades, an ancient order sworn to serve and protect the Dragonborn. The Blades have been hiding for decades, hunted to near extinction by the Thalmor after the Great War ended with the White Gold Concordant, which saw their order officially disbanded. Delphine is skeptical of the Greybeards, believing their pacifistic philosophy is a dangerous liability in the face of Alduin. She believes power is meant to be used, not feared. She admits to taking the horn to test you, to see if you were more than just a puppet of the old monks. Convinced of your potential, she returns the horn and invites you to join her cause. Her immediate goal is to prove that the dragons aren't just returning at random, but are being systematically resurrected from their ancient burial mounds. She has intelligence that a dragon is next to be raised at Kynesgrove. You travel there with her and witness a chilling spectacle. Alduin himself appears, hovering over the burial mound, and lets out a powerful shout. The earth trembles, and from the ground emerges the skeletal form of a dragon, which slowly reforms its flesh and scales. Sarlokhnir, a dragon dead for millennia, lives again. Alduin, the World Eater, the Twilight God, isn't just leading the dragons. Though he is their king and their god, he's rebuilding an army from the ashes of the past. You and Delphine fight and defeat Sarlokhnir, and you absorb its soul, further proving your power. Now a true believer, Delphine entrusts you with a far more dangerous mission. She suspects the Thalmor, the Aldmeri Dominion's elite political and military force, may be involved in the Dragon Crisis, given their political goals of weakening the Empire. She needs you to infiltrate the Thalmor embassy during a high-profile party and search for any intelligence they might have. This quest, diplomatic immunity, is a stark departure from battling ancient monsters. It's a game of espionage, whispers, and political intrigue. With the help of an inside contact, you slip into the embassy, create a distraction, and steal confidential files. The documents reveal a shocking truth. The Thalmor are as clueless about the dragon's return as anyone else. However, they are actively searching for someone. A man named Esbern, a Blade's lore master and archivist, who has gone into hiding. The Thalmor believe he holds knowledge critical to understanding the dragon threat. Your path now leads you to Riften, a city of thieves and shadows, and into its subterranean underbelly, the Ratway. There, hidden in a locked chamber, you find Esbern. He's an old, paranoid man, having spent years on the run. But his paranoia is justified. As you attempt to lead him out, Thalmor agents ambush you. But you fight your way out of Riften and travel back to Riverwood, reuniting the last two blades, Delphine and Esbern. Esbern possesses the knowledge Delphine was seeking. He speaks of Alduin's Wall, a prophetic carving created by the ancient Akaviri Dragon Guard, the precursors to the blades. The wall is said to depict the history of the dragons and contains a prophecy detailing Alduin's defeat. It is located in a long-lost blade sanctuary, Skyhaven Temple. The journey to Skyhaven Temple is an adventure in itself, leading you through a forsworn infested canyon called Karthspire. Inside, you navigate ancient puzzles left by the blades to protect their sanctum. Rotating pillars that must show the dragonborn symbol, and a treacherous floor of pressure plates that allows only safe passage on the correct tiles. Finally, you reach a large, carved face in the rock. Esbern explains that a blood seal is the final lock. As dragonborn, only your blood will open the way. You activate the seal, and a hidden bridge extends, revealing the entrance to Skyhaven Temple. The temple is a breathtaking sight, an ancient fortress carved into the mountainside, with stunning views of the valley below. And there, within the main hall, is Alduin's Wall. The immense stone carving stretches across the chamber, a tapestry of history and prophecy. Esbern deciphers the carvings. It shows the ancient dragon war, the tyranny of Alduin and his dragon cult, and humanity's rebellion. But most importantly, it depicts Alduin's first defeat. The ancient Nord heroes didn't kill him. They couldn't. Instead, they used a special shout, a power so unique that it was said to force a dragon to experience the concept of mortality, grounding him and making him vulnerable, and sent him forward into time, thus creating the prophecy. But the wall doesn't name this shout, but it suggests the Greybeards might know of it. You return to High Hrothgar with this new information. Arngeir's hesitant. He explains that this shout, known as Dragonrend, was created by mortals and born of their hatred and anger toward dragons. To the Greybeards, it is a foul blasphemy against the nature of the Thum, which they see as a tool for worship and enlightenment, not war. Their philosophy, the Way of the Voice, dictates a peaceful use of this power. Despite his reservations, he knows it is necessary. He tells you that the one who can help you is their true leader, the one who first taught men the Thum centuries ago, Parthunax. Ongir teaches you the words to a new shout, Clear Skies, which is needed to navigate the magical blizzard that shrouds the peak of the Throat of the World. You ascend the final path to the summit, using the shout to part the churning mystical clouds. There, at the highest point in all of Skyrim, you find him, Parthenax, an ancient and wise dragon, perched atop a word wall. He is Alduin's brother, and it was he who betrayed his own kind during the Dragon War, teaching the first tongues how to use the Thum to fight back. He greets you with a philosophical tone, testing your spirit before sharing his knowledge. He confirms the power of Dragonrend, but he doesn't know it. No one living does. It was lost to time. However, he offers a daring solution. There is a place on the mountain where the threads of time are thin, a time wound created when Alduin was banished. Parthenax believes that if you can find an Elder Scroll, a fragment of creation itself, you may be able to use its power to look back through the wound and witness the moment the ancient heroes used Dragonrend, learning it directly from the past. The quest for an Elder Scroll is one of the most daunting tasks a mortal can undertake. These are artifacts of immense, incomprehensible power, said to exist outside of time. Their script is a reflection of all possibilities, and to read them without proper preparation is to invite madness. Your search leads you to the College of Winterhold, the center of magical study in Skyrim. The college librarian, an orc named Urag Groshub, provides you with two books on the subject. One of them, Ruminations on the Elder Scrolls, is utterly incomprehensible, written by a madman. Urag tells you the author, Septimus Cygnus, is a brilliant but unstable expert who has become a hermit, living in an outpost on the frozen seas to the far north. You find Septimus in his icy cave, surrounded by strange Dwemer machinery. He's eccentric, almost lost in his own thoughts, but he confirms that an Elder Scroll is hidden deep within the ancient Dwemer ruin of Blackreach. He gives you two items, an attunement sphere to gain access to the ruin, and a blank lexicon to transcribe the knowledge held within the Dwemer machinery that protects the scroll. Your journey takes you deep underground, into the ruins of Aftland, and from there, into the vast, beautiful, and dangerous cavern of Blackreach. It's a subterranean world of its own, filled with glowing mushrooms, strange flora, and populated by the Falmer, the twisted, blind descendants of the ancient snow elves. After battling through legions of Falmer and ancient Dwemer automatons, you finally reach the tower of Mazark. Inside, you find a complex Dwemer oculary. You place the lexicon on its pedestal and begin to manipulate the controls, aligning lenses and focusing beams of light in a magnificent puzzle of forgotten science. As the machine whirs and clicks into its final configuration, a crystal container descends from the ceiling, opening to reveal the Elder Scroll. You take it, and the knowledge transcribed upon the lexicon. The quest is complete. You return to the throat of the world with the scroll. Parthenax instructs you to stand on the time wound to read it. As you do, the world around you vanishes. You are no longer in the present, but a spectator to the past. You witness the final battle of the Dragon War. Three ancient Nord heroes, Gormlaith Goldenhilt, Akon One-Eye, and Feldir the Old, are locked in a desperate struggle against Alduin at this very spot. You hear them speak the words of Dragonrend, and as they shout, you learn them. Mortal, finite, temporary. The shout strikes Alduin, and for the first time, he feels the weight of mortality. He is forced to land, vulnerable. The heroes attack, but they cannot destroy him. In a last desperate act, Feldir the Old uses another Elder Scroll to cast Alduin adrift in the currents of time, hoping to banish him forever. The vision fades, and you're back in the present. The knowledge of Dragonrend now seared into your mind. And at that exact moment, Alduin, drawn by the power of the Elder Scroll, returns. The battle you've been preparing for begins. You use Dragonrend, and just as it did in the past, the shout forces the World Eater to the ground, his immortality stripped away. You fight alongside Parthenax, a dragon and a dragonborn, united against their common foe. But Alduin is too cunning. Beaten but not destroyed, he flees, retreating to his sanctuary to regain his strength. Alduin has escaped, but now you have the means to defeat him. The question is, where has he gone? Parthenax suggests a bold plan. Capture one of Alduin's dragon allies and force the information from them. The Jarl of Whiterun, Balgruuf, is the only leader in Skyrim who might agree to such a reckless idea. After some persuasion, and perhaps by proving the urgency by settling a temporary truce in the Civil War, Jarl Walgruuf agrees. His Great Hall, Dragon's Reach, was built for this very purpose, to hold a captured dragon. With the Jarl's cooperation, you use a shout taught to you by Parthenax or Esbern, Call Dragon, to summon a dragon named Odaving to the great balcony of Dragon's Reach. Odaving answers the challenge, expecting to find a worthy opponent, but instead flies into a trap. The great wooden yoke, designed centuries ago, slams down, trapping him. Imprisoned and humbled, Odaving speaks with you. He's impressed by your power and your victory over Alduin at the throat of the world. He begins to question Alduin's leadership, admitting that many dragons only follow the World Eater out of fear. He reveals that Alduin has retreated to Sovngarde, the Nordic afterlife, where he devours the souls of the dead to regain his power. The only portal to Sovngarde is located at the ancient dragon temple of Skoldifen, a place inaccessible on foot. Seeing a chance to be free and to align with a new, more powerful leader, Odaving makes a bargain. He will fly you to Skoldifen in exchange for his freedom. You agree. The yoke is lifted, and you climb onto Odaving's back. The flight to Skoldifen is a momentous event. A journey across the sky on the back of a dragon. A symbol of your mastery and your destiny. You arrive at the temple, a massive ancient structure high in the mountains, crawling with draugr and dragons loyal to Alduin. You fight your way through the temple's outer courtyards and inner chambers, defeating a powerful dragon priest who guards the portal. Finally, you stand before a shimmering gateway of light. Taking a deep breath, you step through, leaving the mortal world of Tamriel behind. You arrive not in a realm of fire and darkness, but in a world of ethereal beauty. This is Sovngarde, the Hall of Heroes for the Nords. A place of eternal glory and feasting for those who died bravely in battle. However, a strange, thick mist hangs over the valley, and a sense of dread permeates the air. You encounter the lost soul of a Stormcloak soldier, who explains that Alduin has infested Sovngarde with this soul-snaring fog, preventing the spirits of the dead from reaching the Hall of Valor and feasting on them to build his strength. Using the clear sky shout, you temporarily part the mist, guiding lost souls towards the Great Hall. As you journey through the valley, Alduin swoops down from the fog-choked sky, snatching spirits away into the mists. You finally reach the Whalebone Bridge, the entrance to the Hall of Valor, guarded by the god Sun. He declares that you must prove your worth in a trial by combat to enter Shore's Hall. You face the guardian, and upon defeating him, he deems you worthy and grants you passage. Inside the Hall of Valor, you find a joyous scene of feasting, drinking, and song. The greatest heroes of Nordic history are gathered here. You're greeted by Iskrimor, the legendary founder of the Companions. But you're here for three specific heroes. Gormlaith Goldenhilt, Hakon One-Eye, and Feldir the Old. The very warriors you saw in your Elder Scroll vision. You find them and tell them of your plan. They agree to stand with you against their ancient enemy one last time. You lead them out of the hall and back to the Whalebone Bridge. Together, the four of you, the last dragonborn and the three heroes of old, unleash a combined shout. The power of your voices working in unison finally breaks through Alduin's magic, and the mists of Sovngarde are dispelled forever, revealing a brilliant star-filled sky. With this source of power cut off, and his magical shroud destroyed, Alduin descends to face you. The final battle for the fates of the world begins. Here, in the realm of heroes, you fight the World Eater, using Dragonrend to force him to the ground. You and the ancient heroes unleash all your power upon him, Alduin fights with fury, but he is mortal now, and he is outnumbered. And with a final, earth-shattering blow, you defeat him. But unlike every other dragon you have slain, you do not absorb his soul. His essence fractures, dissipates, and then vanishes. Alduin is not truly destroyed, for his role as the World Eater is an essential part of the cosmic cycle. He has been utterly defeated, but his spirit will one day return at the true end of time to fulfill his destiny. For now, however, the world is safe. The heroes of Sovngarde thank you, and soon send you back to Tamriel. You reappear on the throat of the world, where the remaining dragons, including Parthenax, have gathered. They acknowledge you as their new leader, proclaiming your victory and accepting your supremacy. The threat is over. The prophecy has been fulfilled. The defeat of Alduin, however, was not the end of the Dragonborn's story, but merely the end of its first and most important chapter. The world was saved, but other ancient powers were stirring, and their stories could unfold in any number of ways. An ancient clan of vampires, for instance, might begin a plot to blot out the sun itself, forcing the Dragonborn into a conflict known as the Tyranny of the Sun. And more significantly, a new and deeply personal challenge could arise from the island of Solstheim. Cultists might begin to hunt the Dragonborn, proclaiming the imminent return of their true master. Their trail would lead back to the ash-covered island, where a dark influence was taking root, enslaving the minds of the people there. This was the work of Mirak, a name that means allegiance guide in the dragon tongue. He was a dragon priest from the Merithic era, and he was the first dragonborn. Like you, Mirak was born with a dragon's soul, but his ambition led him down a different path. He betrayed his dragon masters and sought forbidden knowledge, becoming the champion of Hermaeus Mor, the Daedric Prince of Fate and Knowledge. In his rebellion, he was defeated and spent millennia trapped in Mor's realm of Apocrypha, gathering power, waiting for his chance to return and dominate the world. The last Dragonborn was forced to follow in Mirak's footsteps, trafficking with Hermaeus Mor and learning secrets from his black books to gain the power needed to confront him. The journey culminated in a final battle within the shifting, book-filled halls of Apocrypha itself. There, you faced the first Dragonborn, a reflection of what you could have become had you chosen power over duty. In the end, you struck down Mirak, absorbing his soul and all the souls of the dragons he had consumed over the ages, in a final, overwhelming torrent of power. With the World Eater defeated and the first Dragonborn vanquished, the story of the last Dragonborn fades from the clear pages of history into the mists of legend. What became of this great hero, no one knows for certain. Some say they retired to a quiet life, their duty done. Others believe they became a champion of Hermaeus Mor, forever lost in the libraries of Apocrypha, seeking endless knowledge. Perhaps they sailed for the lost continent of Akavir, or simply disappeared into the wilds of Tamriel, their name echoing in the winds of Skyrim. Like all great heroes of the Elder Scrolls, the last Dragonborn ultimately walked off the stage of history, leaving their deeds to be sung by bards and their fate to be debated by scholars. They were a prisoner who became a hero, a mortal who wielded the power of a god, and a soul who stood against the end of the world and won. And though their journey has ended, their legend is eternal. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the story of the last Dragonborn. May the tales of Skyrim bring you peace and restful dreams. For more stories to sleep to, consider subscribing and joining our library of lore. Until next time, travel safely and let your adventures be legendary.